Welcome to the Poem of the Week. As you know, poems are patient-oriented evidence that matters. Each week, our poem is intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes, and he is joined by InfoPoem's senior editor, Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Hi, Mark. Hey, I think we cured the common cold this time.
Found a study
that claimed to, anyway.
You know, we're always looking for this. This week we're going to talk about an interesting group of microorganisms. Our readers might know more about than I do. They're called probiotics, and they're thought to have, I mean, it seems to me in looking at the literature, some of them are thought to have sort of almost magical properties for the patient. Many of these commercial products derive from food sources, a lot of them from cultured milk products. And a lot of the benefits have been accrued in certain disorders, particularly some of the GI syndromes like Crohn's disease. And this week we'll hear about the effect of probiotics on otitis media. Yogurt, commonly recommended as a source of probiotics, but my reading suggests that not all live cultures in yogurts will survive well in an acidic environment and make it to where they're intended to act. This week, a study published in the journal Pediatrics asks the question, can prophylactic use of probiotics decrease common cold symptoms, particularly the incidence and the duration, and again, specifically in toddlers? What did they find, Mark?
Yeah, this was a Chinese study. They enrolled 326 healthy kids between the ages of 3 and 5 years who were attending a child care center, so a microbiologic cesspool. They randomly assigned them to get one of three things, either placebo powder, or a powder that had lactobacillus acidophilus in a dose of 5 times 10 to the 9th colony-forming units, or a combination of the acidophilus at half of that dose and a similar dose of something called Bifidobacterium animalis. And please don't ask me what that is. And that it always makes
you
a little...
You actually pronounced that pretty well.
Thank you. Slowly, one syllable at a time. And, you know, it does make you a little uncomfortable coming from, you know, Western-trained background and looking at this and going, yeah, how does this work? What's the rationale here? In this case, they mixed these products with milk, gave them twice a day for 6 months, and they had the symptoms of cold were recorded by daycare personnel or parents, and they were blinded to the treatment assignment. They used intention to treat analysis. They did what appears to have been a very good study published in a very reputable journal, Pediatrics, and they found that the combination of two probiotics reduced the days with fever by 53% compared to the single probiotic and 73% compared to placebo. So that's quite a bit. I mean, that's impressive.
Absolutely.
Coughing decreased 62% compared to placebo. Rhinorrhea reduced 59% compared to placebo. Antibiotic use was decreased by 84% compared to placebo group. They missed less school, about 1.5 to 2 days less school over 6 months. And the average duration of symptoms was about half that of total symptoms during that time was about half that, 3.5 days versus 6.5 days for the kids who got the combination.
So, you think this is real?
You know, there have been some other studies. There's this, I want to see if I can remember, the Pelargonium something, another kind of a probiotic that's been an herbal remedy recommended for, it's actually an herbal remedy recommended for acute bronchitis. Again, several similar studies showing benefit. And so I think this could be real. I'd feel better if I saw, I guess, another study on it, but it's certainly much more dramatic results. Now, I think you always have to be a little careful. The first study on a topic with dramatic results, you know, I think our experience has been it often doesn't pan out over time as more, it's better studied or more studied. On the other hand, this was a well-designed study by all accounts, and so I think we have to at least pay attention to this and follow this very closely. There is the issue of safety, obviously. If 3 to 5 year old kids, you're giving them this powder of magical probiotics, twice a day, is that safe? They didn't report any adverse effects. But, that's also in the back of my mind. Is this something we want to do for all kids without having maybe a better handle on the long-term safety?
So just a couple of practical questions. And you may not know the answers, but this powder, do you mix it in with the liquid, and does it have a taste to it? Is it acceptable by the toddlers?
It seemed to be, acceptable. I mean, there were, they reported very few who were, non-compliant with taking it. On the other hand, how much choice do you have when you're 3,
Right.
And so it appeared to be, and you can get it apparently at health food stores and sort of natural food grocers.
That was going to be my next question. So it is relatively commonly available.
Yeah, apparently. I haven't looked for it, but that's what the advice from Dr. Berry, Henry Berry, who wrote the poem, who did look into that.
Good, good. By the way, 3-year-olds have an enormous amount of discretion. They're not very good at saying what they do want, but they'll let it be known that they don't want it very quickly.
Well, then it must have been good.
Exactly. Anyways, Mark, thanks so much for this week's poem. It's an interesting approach, and I guess we'll wait to see if the same probiotics have any benefits in adults.
Okay, take care.
Thanks, Mark. Talk to you soon.
That's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to look at this and other recent poems, please go to www.infopoems.com. Please join us again next week for another medical poem.